Say this with me. Say, I stay steady,
during these unstable times,
regardless of what comes my way.
God's way
is my way.
Every day,
I renew my mind
to the Word of God.
I walk in love.
I stay in faith.
I am a doer of the Word
and not just a hearer.
In every and all situations,
I respond in love and faith.
When the issues of life
come against me,
I am not afraid.
My heart is fixed.
I trust in the Lord.
I trust in God's holy word.
I take the time
to examine myself
according to
1 Corinthians
chapter 11,
verses 28 to 32.
And I am quick
to repent of anything
I find out of order in my life.
Now unto you, Heavenly Father,
who is able to do
exceeding
abundantly
above all
that I could ask or think,
according to your power
that's at work in my life,
I know
that the best days of my life
are ahead with you, Heavenly Father.
Everything that you have promised me,
you are able to perform.
I believe it
and receive it
in Jesus' name.
Now, do you believe that?
Do you receive it?
Then it's yours.
Amen.
Let's turn in our Bibles, because we already did John 3:16, right?
Let's turn in our Bibles to the book of James, the epistle of James, James chapter 1.
James chapter 1, beginning at verse 2. We're going to read just two verses here, verses 2 to 4.
James is a servant of the Lord, right?
Now, let's see what he has to say to us. Because he's talking here, they say he's talking to the 12 tribes, but tonight, Brother James is going to be talking to us. Amen?
Because I believe we have a message here. He has a message for us tonight, the Holy Ghost.
Is everyone there?
Okay, I'm going to be reading from the King James Version. If you have another version, please read along with me.
Okay, let's read. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into what?
Divers temptations,
knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh what?
Patience.
But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
Now, notice what he said here real quick. He said to do, what was the first thing he said for us to do?
Count it what?
All joy with what? When what happens?
When diverse temptations come, right?
Now, how many of you, let's be honest, how many of you count it all joy when things are going bad?
Okay, I see one hand there. Anybody else?
Okay. I see another hand there. Okay.
Isn't what? Another hand?
Yeah, I saw his hand.
Okay. Now, the rest of us are being honest, right?
Because let's face it, in the natural, when things are going rough, the last thing you're thinking about is what?
Counting it all joy.
But you see, the Word of God said to do what?
Count it all joy.
It didn't say, now here's what happens to us, and we try to con ourselves on this.
Well, you know, I got to feel the joy first before I can, you know, I got to come to church, get the joy, and then I'll go back to work.
No. God's Word says to count it all joy when what?
When you fall into diverse temptations, right?
Knowing this, right?
What's happening?
The trying of what?
Of your faith is going to produce what?
Patience.
Now, tonight, what we're going to look at, this lesson is going to be a faith lesson, but what we're going to do is we're going to look at a component to faith.
Because how many of you know that faith has components?
In other words, there's things that work with our faith,
okay? The Bible tells us in Galatians that faith works by what?
Love. So in other words, love is a component to faith.
You got that?
But here in James, we're seeing a component to faith. Tonight, what we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about patience, the companion to faith.
Patience, the companion to faith.
Now, let me read that same verse in the Amplified. It says it this way. He says, consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort, or fall into various temptations.
be assured and understand that the trial and the proving of your faith bring out what? Endurance, steadfastness, and patience. Say this with me. Say endurance, steadfastness, and patience. But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work so that you will be people perfectly and fully developed with no defects, lacking in nothing. So you see, here is God is laying out to us. When we come into those different difficult situations, those things are working something for us, right? Let me read that in the J.B. Phillips translation. It says it this way. Here's the title. It says, Christians can even welcome trouble. Did you ever know that? Did you know that? That you can welcome trouble. Let's see what he says. Let's read what it says. When all kinds of trials and temptations crowd into your lives, my brothers, don't resent them as intruders, but welcome them as friends. How many of you welcome those things as friends? No, we don't, right? Realize that they come to test your faith and to produce in you the quality of endurance. Say endurance. But let the process go on until that endurance is fully developed. And you will find you have become men and women of mature character with the right sort of independence. Now, I got a little note here I wrote for myself. The Holy Ghost gave this to me. Listen to this. You may want to take notes and say this and write this down. Faith is not valid until it's put to the test. You got that? Faith is not valid until it's put to the test. So your faith is not valid. You know what I mean by valid? It's not active until it's put to the test. Amen? Now, let me read that in the Living Bible, the same verse. I like this one. Sounds like a commercial. Dear brothers, is your life full of difficulties and temptations? Then be happy. Right? For when the way is rough, your patience has a chance to grow. You got that? So when things are getting rough, what's going to grow? Your patience, right? Now, let's keep on going. So let it grow and don't try to squirm out of your problems. How many of you try to squirm out of your problems? How many of you know people who try to squirm out of their problems, right? For when your patience is finally in full bloom, then you will be ready for anything, strong in character and complete. You got that? So in other words, faith does not develop us. Everyone understand that? Faith does not develop you. I know we talk about, in the scriptures, it talks about developing our faith. But faith does not develop you. Faith causes us to do what? To receive things from the kingdom of God. Everyone got that? So we receive things how? By faith. But faith does not develop us, right? Now listen to this. Patience helps us to develop character. You got that? It's very important. The Apostle James was saying that your faith is going to be tested, right? But let the trying of your faith, what was it going to produce? Patience. In other words, patience is a companion to faith. And that's what we're going to be looking at tonight. Now, how many of you like me, you know, you have an idea, well, I heard patient messages before, and I know I got to be patient, and Lord, give me patience. How many of you ever heard those things, right? Or thought those things? Now, here's what some people think patience is. Patience is not being idle and standing like this. You're like, when I go with my wife shopping, right? I use that as an example. When I go shopping with my wife, When I go shopping with my wife, this is not patience sitting there waiting. See, and then you start to look at the watch. Then for example, men and women, when we go shopping, we go different. See, as a man, men, right? When we go shopping, we go for the hunt. We're like Mission Impossible. You know, dun, 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 dun. Grab the shirt and I'm running out of the place. Dun, 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 right? But women, when they go shopping, they don't go that way. They go on what I like to refer to as, Homer the Odyssey. you know, go from one thing to the next thing to the next thing to the next thing to the next thing. And then she comes around, oh, look, I got something for the grandchildren. Oh, that's nice. But what happens is this. We think patience is not doing anything, right? And then we're getting there. We start to get all upset. And the next thing you know, no patience, right? But now let's look at what the Bible defines patience to be. Amen? So in Strong's Concordance, the word patience, one of the words is the word hupoma. I hope I'm not saying it right. Hupomane, right? And it has a lot of definitions. It has endurance for patience. So in other words, if we're going to say patience, endurance, steadfastness, and also, I like this one. This one's really nice. I like this one. It's called cheerful endurance. Everyone say that. One more time. Cheerful endurance. So now go back to the shopping thing, right? So in other words, if I'm being patient, what the Bible says, what am I supposed to be? Cheerful endurance. So I have to remind myself, cheerful endurance. And I remind myself with a song. It goes like this. Cheerful endurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation, purchased by God. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. You know the song, give the chorus. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Cheerful endurance. Say that. Say cheerful endurance. So now, if you need to practice cheerful endurance, I do it with that song. So when things are not going my way, I'm, this is my story. And you got to get it to the face too. Amen? So now we know that the word patience means cheerful endurance, right? Now, here's something we need to understand. Okay? When we're looking at this, remember I said, faith and patience are what? Companions of one another, okay? In other words, think of it this way. You cannot have faith and not have any patience. So if you're strong in faith, then you should be strong in what? Patience. But if you're weak in faith, then what are you weak in? Patience. Now, what's another word we use for the word for people who are weak in patience? What do we call it? Being what? Impatient. Someone said it. Good. My A student. See, impatience is something that we cannot afford. Because you see, when I'm impatient, I can't be in faith. Everyone following this? Now, remember I said earlier, the Holy Ghost said that we're so close. We're so close to receiving those things that we've been believing for. But what happens is, when you start to get impatient, what happens? You're not in faith. Because remember, patience runs with who? Faith. Patience and faith are running partners. Impatience and unbelief run together. Got that? So now let's look at this, because I'm laying this foundation. But now let's see how this plays itself out in the scriptures. Amen? Turn to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. And let's look at verse 35. We're going to read verses 35. Verses 35 to 39. Is everyone there? This wind's blowing my book. Okay. Okay, let's read together. Cast not away therefore your what? Confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For after ye have need of what? You have need of what? It didn't say faith, right? It says what? Patience. Okay, let's keep on going. That after you have done the will of God, you might receive what? The promise. You got that? See, we always read the promise with faith, right? But now it says here, we have need of what? Patience. Okay? Now let's keep on going. Verse 37. For yet a little while, and he shall come, will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by what? Not patience. You got that? The just shall live by what? Faith. And if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Now look at verse 39. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them who do what? Believe to the saving of the soul. Now let me read that in the NIV. It says, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere. What's another word for persevere? Patience. So you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. And my righteous one will live by faith, and I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. We do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but we are of those who have faith and are saved. Now let me read that same verse in the Amplified. It says, do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence, for it carries a great and glorious compensation of reward. For you have need of steadfastness. What's another word for steadfastness? Patience and endurance, so that you may perform and fully accomplish the will of God and thus receive and carry away and enjoy to the full what is promised. For still a little while, a very little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay. But the just shall live how? By faith. My righteous servant shall live by his conviction respecting man's relationship to God and divine things, and holy fervor born of faith and conjoined with it. This is the Amplified. And if he draws back and shrinks in fear, my soul has no delight or pleasure in him. But our way is not of those who draw back to eternal misery, perdition, and are utterly destroyed. But we are of those who believe, aren't we? Cleave to and trust in and rely on God through Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and by faith preserve the soul. Now, here's something to think about. We just read there, the writer of Hebrews is telling us to persevere, right? Not to draw back. But now, how are we going to persevere? We're going to be what? Steadfast. We're going to be immovable. We're going to cling to and rely on God. And that requires what? Patience. Now, look at Hebrews. Turn back to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. And let's look at verse 12, because here we see a good example. Hebrews chapter 6. Okay? And I know the wheels are turning, but let's just read this. We're going to read this to verse 15. Is everyone there? Okay, let's read. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through what? Faith and what else? Patience do what? So now how am I going to inherit the promises? How are you going to inherit the promises? Through faith and patience, okay? For when God made promise to who? Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he sweared by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, now it's referring to Abraham, and so after he had do, what did he do? You mean to tell me the father of faith, Abraham, had to do what? So you mean to tell me if he had to patiently endure, what do you think we have to do? Patiently endure. But now, after he patiently endured, what happened? He obtained the promise. Church, I'm here to tell you, there's no difference between Abraham's faith and our faith. He had to patiently endure, we have to patiently endure. But if we patiently endure through faith and patience, what do? We inherit what? The promises, okay? Now, the question arises, where does patience come from? And, you know, how do we get patience, right? That's a question that we all have. Now, Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11, you don't have to turn there for time's sake. But in the NIV, it says it this way. It says, a man's wisdom gives him patience. You got that? A man's wisdom gives him patience. In other words, the wisdom of God gives us the assurance of how something's going to turn out. You got that? Now, I remember years ago, my wife and I, we went and saw the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark. Remember that movie, Indiana Jones? And the first time we saw it, man, it had all this action, and you didn't know how he's going to get out of this. He fell in the pit with snakes, and the whole nine, I enjoyed the movie. So we saw the movie, right, and we enjoyed it so much that we invited her sisters to go watch the movie. Now, here it is. We're in the movie, right, Val? We're in the movie with her sisters, they don't know what's going to happen in all the scenes. So they're screaming and going, but meanwhile, me and Valerie, we're sitting back patiently. We know what's going to happen. We know the outcome. So we're not allowing that to affect us because we know the outcome. You follow what I'm saying? Patience tells us, I know the outcome. Faith and patience tells us, I know the outcome. So it makes no difference how long I got to wait. You follow what I'm saying? It makes no difference. Patience will give us that assurance in knowing that we can weigh this thing out. You follow me? Now, let's keep on going here because I don't want to lose track here. This is so important. Okay? Now, look at this. Turn to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, because in Proverbs it says, wisdom gives man patience, but that's not enough. We need to see what it says in the New Testament for us. Amen? So turn to Galatians chapter 5, and beginning at verse 22. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Is everyone there? Okay. Let's read that. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Now hold it right there. Now that word in the King James is long-suffering, right? But in the NIV, that word is patience. So the fruit of the recreated Spirit that's in us is patience. So in other words, we should never, nobody in this room from this moment forward, should never say, God, give me patience. Because God is not going to give you something he already gave you. You got that? So we can't say, God, give me patience with these children. God, give me patience with these bosses. God, give me patience with these employees. God, give me patience with these church people. I had to slip that in there. But you see, the key is this. The key is this. God is not going to give us anything that he's already given us. So patience is where? In us. Now let me ask you this question. How do you get strong patience? What? I heard somebody say that. My A student. Where are you? A student. Say it out loud. You got to do what? Exercise. There you go. My A student said exercise. How do you get big muscles? Exercise, right? So how do you get strong patience? Exercise. So guess how you're going to exercise? When those trials and those diverse temptations come. So we're to do what? Rejoice, right? So we're going to exercise our patience. Amen? Now, this brings us to another point. So now we know that patience is in us, right? Now, let me give you some more scripture. Turn to Colossians. Colossians chapter 1. Now, these are things that we probably know already, but I'm just tying it all together because I want you to see this. This is very important. What happens is this. We have a tendency, and as you're turning there, we have a tendency to displace things. Like, in other words, patience is nice, it's okay, but I ain't got no patience. I don't have no patience. And when you say that, you're saying that what God has given you, you don't have, and you're rejecting. But now let's look here in Colossians. You're at Colossians? Colossians chapter 1, beginning at verse 10. Okay? Is everyone there? Let's read verses 10 and 11. Now he says, let's read, that ye may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in what? The knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto what all? Unto all what? Unto all what? Patience and long suffering and with joyfulness. There's that cheerful endurance again, right? So in other words, it's in us. God has already told us that we're to walk worthy of it. It's in us. It's been placed in us. You're still in Colossians? Turn over to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. And while you're turning there, before we get to Colossians chapter 3, let me read this, that same verse in the NIV. It says, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord, and please him in every way. Do you want to please him in every way? I do too. Bearing fruit in every good work. Do you want to be bearing fruit? I do too. Growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. So if we're walking worthy of the Lord, if we're walking in the fullness of the Spirit, then we should be able to walk with what? Patience and endurance. And how many times, people, you've heard that brothers and sisters in Christ and tell you they quit. Somebody says something to them at the church and I ain't coming back there no more, you know, because after all, you know, I wanted to sit here and they told me to sit over there and I'm fed up. Now, we're laughing, but these are things that people do. And I'm talking about believers. And they can't, remember, through faith and patience, we inherit what? The promises of God. Now, how are you going to inherit the promises of God if you're impatient? Now, I remember when we first came here, you had to stand outside before every service, and the line would go around this way, and the line would go around that way. And, you know, we came because this is what God told us to be. And we stood out there for what, a half an hour or something? Something like that before every service. We're standing out there. And then we had to come out and then come get in the seats. The point I'm trying to get across is this, is that you had to be patient. Because if you weren't, then you, what would have happened if we would have gotten impatient and got offended and said, okay, I'm not coming back to that church? Well, we wouldn't have received what God had for us. So through faith and patience, we do what? Inherit the promises of God. Now, let me read that same verse in the New Living Translation. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit all the while. You will grow as you learn to know God better and better. See, that's the goal of all of us. I want to know God better and better. Do you? So let's keep on going here. We also pray that you will be strengthened with all his glorious power. You will have all the endurance and patience you need. See, everybody wants the power, right? Everybody wants Holy Ghost power, and everybody wants the power, right? But not too many people want to be patient. But don't you know that the patience that we're talking about has power? There's power in that patience. Amen? So let's keep on going. Now, are you at Colossians chapter 3? Okay, Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Let's read that, okay? Let's read. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness of mind, meekness, and what else? Long suffering. Now, let me read that in the NIV. Therefore, as God's chosen people. Are you God's chosen people? Okay, good. Now, listen to this. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. So we're to clothe ourselves with what? Patience. The other things too, but we're focusing tonight on patience. In the Amplified, it says it this way. Clothe yourselves, therefore, as God's own chosen ones, his own picked representatives, who are purified and holy and well-beloved by God himself. Did you know that? God loves you. By putting on behavior marked by tender-hearted pity and mercy, kind feeling, a lowly opinion of yourselves. Let me just clarify that. It doesn't mean that you're thinking negative of yourself, but not thinking high of yourself, okay? Gentle ways and patience, which is tireless and long-suffering, and has the power to endure whatever comes with good temper. So patience gives us the ability. It gives us the ability to last things out. You follow what I'm saying? And it gives us the ability to be long-suffering. And whatever comes our way, we can handle it with a good temper. Got that? Now, here's some things to note. First of all, make sure I'm following this the way he wants me to say it. Now, let's put this together first. Patience is where? In us. It's inside of us, okay? Now, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Who's a bold person? Who's bold? I need a bold volunteer. Stand up. Bold volunteer. Jackie, you've been volunteered. You, Jackie, boy. Bold volunteer. Come, you sit right here. This is an easy thing. I'm not going to put you on the spot.
Now, Jackie, put the camera so the camera can see Jackie. Come out here, Jackie, right here. Jackie represents the believer. She's full of faith. And now here's what I want you to do with this exercise. Stand right here, right? Turn this way towards me. Look towards me. This is always going to be your starting point, okay? Now, when I'm going to say faith says, and you're going to say, I believe, I receive it now. Now, this Bible represents the promise. So when I say faith says, what are you going to say?
I believe, I receive it now.
And then you're going to take this Bible in your hands, okay? Like that, okay? And then you're going to give it back to me, okay? And then this is your starting point, remember. Okay, now, remember what we said, right? Faith says what?
I believe, I receive it now.
Okay, go back to your starting point. We're going somewhere with this, folks. Faith says,
I believe I receive now.
Go back to your starting point. Go back to your starting point. Thank you. Got a good student here. Faith says,
I believe I receive it now.
Okay, thank you. Hand it back. This is the last time. But are you seeing what's happening here? Watch what's happening. Okay. Faith says,
I believe I receive it now. And I'm coming for it.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, you got it. Thank you. Give her a hand. Now, here's what happened. Here's what I want to show you. There's a reason for that. Faith is in now, right? But if you notice, she said, faith says, and she says, I believe I receive it now. She got it there, right? Then the promise was a little further away. She had to still say the same thing, and she had to walk to where the promise was, right? And she went further and further, but she got the promise, right? Now, here's what I want you to understand. Jackie's legs represented patience. Her voice and what she said was faith. But did you notice how patience brought her to the promise? Faith didn't. Faith just said. But patience helped her to come to the promise. Now, here's something that I want you to understand. The Holy Ghost gave this to me. Listen very carefully. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says what? Now faith is. Now, listen. Let me ask you a question. Faith is of what realm? The natural or supernatural? Supernatural. So now faith is, right? Now, in the realm of the spirit, the supernatural, who dwells in that realm? God. So God is always in the now. You follow that? Now I want you to stay with me. I don't want to lose you on this one. God is in the now eternal. You got that? God is in the now eternal. Right now, you and I, we're in the now temporal. You follow this? I'm going somewhere. When we say, by faith I believe I receive it, we step over to the now eternal, and that's where the answer is. But what happens to us, because we say, I believe I receive it now, and I don't see it. Listen, time is a terrible indicator of what God is doing in your life. Do not use time to judge the fact that you're in faith or you're not. You are in faith when you say, I believe. Faith says, I believe, I receive it now. Let me ask you a question. Give you some examples. The woman with the issue of blood, how many years was she with that issue? 12 years. And she was getting worse, right? And then what happened? She heard about Jesus, right? Faith. What was her faith? If I can do what? Touch the hem of his garment, I'll be whole, right? So what does she have to do? Here's what I want you to understand. The moment she said, I believe if I touch the hem of his garment, I'll be whole. That's when she laid a hold of the eternal now. She had it then. Boom, she had it right then and there. But now she had to do something. She had to persevere. She had to endure. She had to push through a crowd. And then what happened? She touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And what did Jesus say? Who touched me, right? Now, let me give you another example. The woman that was bent over with a spirit of infirmity. How long was she with that infirmity? 18 years. And guess what? She was in a synagogue.
And what happened? Jesus looked at her and did what? He said, "Woman, thou art loose from thy infirmity." And then they all got all uptight, like religious people always do. Man, he did that on the Sabbath day. And then what did he say? He said, "This woman, who's a daughter of Abraham, shouldn't she be set free whom Satan bound these 18 years?" So in other words, she had to be in the place where the anointing was. Because you know what Jesus was saying in that synagogue? "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel." She heard that. She was there. Let me give you another example. The man who was at the pool of Bethesda. How long was he in his situation? How many? 38 years. 38 years he was in the near the pool of Bethesda. You know what Bethesda means? The place of mercy. The house of mercy. Here he was, 38 years, at a pool. And then Jesus, the anointed one, comes walking by. And what did he say to her, or to him? What did he say? "Will you be made whole?" What was his response back? "I have no man." Now listen, here's the deal. That was only a tradition. That was a legend that said that an angel would come down at some times and stir the water, and whoever got in the pool first got healed? You think that's God? No. But you see, she held so fast to that tradition and was at that pool, she almost missed her God moment. Because Jesus said, he almost missed his God moment. Because Jesus asked, "Will you be made whole? Will you be made whole? Margaret, will you be made whole?"
"Yes."
"Will you?" "Okay. Now you lay hold of that. Lay hold of that. Remember, he said, I had no man." He was looking at the things around him. Now here's what I want you to submit to these three people. All three of these people were in their situation for a time. All three of them could have been discouraged. But I'll tell you this, all three of them displayed a little patience. Because one was patient enough to push through the crowd to get what she wanted. The other one was patient enough to be sitting in there hearing everybody probably in that synagogue until Jesus came in and then told her, "Woman, you are loose from your infirmity." And then the man at the pool, he was sitting at the pool and Jesus said, "Be thou made whole." And he got up, boom, and went. Here's what I'm trying to get across to you. And that's what the Holy Ghost is saying to us tonight. We're so close. But you see, we lay hold of things through faith and patience. We do what? We inherit the promises of God. My faith goes out towards it. But while my faith is going out towards it, like in Jackie with that example, her legs was her patience. Her patience, see, patience keeps us steady. Keeps us steady on course for what we're believing God for. Amen? Everyone follow me? I don't want you to fall asleep on me. Don't fall asleep on me. Okay. Faith moves us from the temporal now to the eternal now. Okay, that's what I said earlier. Now, what about Jesus? Did Jesus operate in patience? You better believe it. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, it's beginning at verse 2. What does it say? It says, looking where? Unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who the joy that was what? Set before him, what did he do? Endured what? The cross. What's another word for endure? Patient. He knew he was going to go to the cross, but because he knew of his plan and his purpose, and he knew the joy that was set before him caused him to be patient. He endured. Now here's another thing I want us to look at. We need to understand this because what happens sometimes, we look at things in the wrong light. We're looking at it with the wrong mindset or the wrong attitude, okay? Now, here's some things we need to note. Number one, God is patient. Now, you don't have to turn there, but just for your notes, Romans chapter 15, verse 5, it refers to him as the God of patience. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, it refers to God being patient with us, his creation, amen? Now, here's something else. We are expected to operate in patience. Turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Let's turn there because I want us to see what we're supposed to do. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, beginning at verse 5. Are you getting anything tonight? Okay. Because I'm telling you right now, if you get this, and if you understand this, and you walk in this, then those things that we're believing God for, they're going to come even quicker. But you know what? We're not even going to be moved by time. We're going to be moved by the fact that I believe this, and therefore I received it. Amen? And that's what God wants us to do. God wants us to become more faith-minded in this sense. Not that I believe it when I see it. That's what the world says. The world says, I'll believe it when I see it. We say, we believe it, therefore we see it. Amen? 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5. Is everyone there? Let's read. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into what? The patient waiting for Christ. Turn to Revelation chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14. I know that some people say, well, that ain't referring to the church, but it's referring to the tribulation saints. But listen to what it says. Revelation chapter 14, verse 2. Matter of fact, I can go back in other verses too in Revelation, but let's just look at this one. Revelation chapter 14, verse 2. I'll read it. And it says, and I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. Am I in the right? No, I'm sorry, 12. I'm in the wrong place. Chapter 14, but verse 12, not 2. Here is what? The patience of what? The saints. Here are they that kept what? They keep the what? The commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Here is what? The patience of the saints. Wouldn't that be something that God would say about us here at RLCC? Here is the patience of the saints, right? Now, let's look at something else. Turn to James. Turn back to James chapter 5, and we're going to get ready to close. James chapter 5. James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. Is everyone there? Okay, let's read it together. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husband waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and have what? Long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be also what? Patient. Establish your hearts. For the coming of the Lord draws near. Let's close by saying this, okay? Say this with me. Say, I am not lazy. I am diligent. I am a follower of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises of God. My faith obtains the promises, and my patience causes me to cheerfully endure. That's why I count it all joy when temptations, situations come against me at all sides. My patience is being developed and my faith is being perfected. Amen. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father God, we thank you tonight. I thank you for this message that you've given us to understand that patience is a companion to faith. And Father, I thank you that each and every person here tonight, under the sound of my voice, I pray first that each and every person here receive Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Because after it's all said and done, what's done for Christ will last. Father, we're thanking you, and I'm looking out the crowd, and I'm just asking this crowd, I see family here. So I believe we're all family, but we do not want to dishonor you or dishonor our guest or anyone who comes in here. And we don't want to deprive them of the opportunity to receive this glorious Savior, Jesus Christ. So if you're here tonight and you've not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please raise your hand.